Hello tonight. This is CJ. This is the Rockwire. We got some great new heavy metal bangers for you, and then it is all girl power bangers from there on out. So here's the new Judas Priest. It's been heavily reactioned on YouTube, so we're just another one. But I'll tell you something about our version is you're actually going to hear the song because this is the Bad Boy YouTube show.
Bad Boy.
I tried to use the visualizer, but Wingo got blocked. So this is the second track off the new Judas Priest album. The song is Trial by Fire. Pretty sure Testament wrote a song called Trial by Fire.
I think Rob Halford is falling too far from his vocal view.
No, I think he sounds incredible on this new album that we've heard so far.
I think his vocals sound thicker than they used to.
Yeah, he doesn't sing up in the higher register as much.
But he can still hit the notes right there.
Yeah, but he used to sing a lot. He used to sing a lot more there.
I thought you could see him diminish in the Power Trip video we put out last week.
In concert, he always wears that long trench coat. Holds the microphone, gloved hands, just both of them.
No, come on, Rob, kick your show us those astral baps.
Now, I think he sounds great on this song. What'd you guys think of him with Dolly Parton?
I didn't listen to it yet.
We'll talk about that another time. Ooh, there you go. I do miss those screeching guitar solos, though.
Musically, this song is so good. I love the intro, especially.
They are a lot heavier now than they were back in their heyday.
I would not agree with that.
Bones are thicker and deeper.
Beefcake really thinks they are thicker.
Oh,
anything,
yeah.
They're thin.
Well, I mean, they all have put on probably 80 pounds.
I can see where you're coming from, though. I can see about thinking they sound heavier. I get it.
I really think it.
And I know you do. You're not a liar. Trial by fire.
You know, the new stuff definitely is heavier than living after midnight per se. I got it. When you consider the hits of former Judas Priest, I could see why you say that.
Yeah.
Now, when you listen to Grindr, then no. All right. The new Mick Mars. Here we go.
He don't need no Nikki Six.
Or I hope Tommy Lee.
Is the singer going to be as good as Vince Neil in here? Whoa.
Little baby hiccup. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Liar.
Ooh, he's a warlock.
Now, of course, this is not Mick singing. This gentleman's name is Jacob Bunton. From the upcoming album called The Other Side of Mars.
Oh, I like this chorus.
I like that part right there. When it comes out of the chorus, that's good.
So is the lie that Mick can't play guitar anymore? Because he sounds pretty good so far.
Oh, he can play guitar. He just has to stand like a statue. He can't bend. Now, this is the only part of the song that kind of lets me down slightly.
Now, this song is supposed to be about different serial killers and cult leaders. I don't believe it. This is about Motley Crue fake playing their instruments. Mick just doesn't want to say it publicly. That's what
I said it publicly. Right there, that's good.
This kind of reminds me of when Robbie was singing for Crue. Is that who was singing for him? When Vince did left, John Crabby?
Yeah, John Crabby.
He actually did a song with John Crabby, but it never made the album because he said this wasn't good enough. It sounded like they had a producer or somebody, an engineer, that screwed it all up.
This song might be better than anything Motley Crue's put out since.
Oh my God, yeah.
Saints of Los Angeles.
Yeah, one good song on Saints of Los Angeles, the title track.
Give Me the Dirt was a good song.
Yeah, no, I like Give Me the Dirt.
In parts. I do agree. This is way better than anything.
It's heavier than anything.
Oh, that was Waco, where the FBI burned all those people.
That was a lie. Right there, that's good. I hope this album stays kind of this heavy and everything. Just rushes Motley Crue. I'm rooting for Mick.
Now if the rest of the album is as good as this, we got something, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to tour. Look at some of those independent artists. They just stay home and producing songs.
Tom McDonald.
Now I read mixed reviews. Some people liked Loyal to the Lie, some people didn't. The reviews were mixed. Now here comes a song by Five Finger Death Punch, Burn Motherfucker, with Rob Zombie. Now, confession time, Derek. Confession time. Did you realize that this is an old song or not?
No, I listened to it one time and I quick sent it to you and that was it. But there are some, actually almost reminded me of Dope. Just, I don't know.
Now, so
in Derek's defense, though, a lot of bands are doing this. 1,000-Foot Crutch, for example, they just released one of their songs with Eve Under Fire singing on it also.
Oh, I saw that.
10 years. That was 10 years old. So I get it. Rejuvenated.
Well, now, I got to be honest. There was only a video visualizer. Those usually get blocked. Seeing as though Death Punch wants to take an old song and make it new. I didn't think Rob added that much to the song. So we're going back in time. Here's the live version. No Rob Zombie, sorry. Hell, even Jason Hook has rejoined the band.
I've often said I think Five Finger Death Punch is kind of the closest thing to the new Metallica, you know, kind of carrying the torch kind of a thing.
They've been around a long time now.
Yeah.
I love this live video, though. Actually, this is just
God, Moody looks skinny. How old is this?
I forget. Hook's still in the band and he has purple colored hair. One of the coolest mic stands in heavy metal.
The skeleton drummer guy, he left first, didn't he, though? To go become a... Didn't he leave to become like a cop or something? High patrol or something? And then... Is he the one that started the band as the devil?
I don't know, but there's Zoltan, the other guitarist. He was actually the founder of this band. He had the entire first album written before he met Moody. Moody came in and came in for the weekend. They recorded about four tracks. Went back to Denver or wherever he lived and came back the next weekend and finished up the album.
I must say, they are great live. If you haven't seen them, you gotta go see them.
Yeah, I wish I could. I should have gotten to see them when they're in Sturgis.
That's funny you say that. Eric was very disappointed the last time he saw them. He said they only played like 50 minutes and very disappointed.
When was that?
They weren't headlining. They were the second to last band.
Oh, well. In that case, 50 minutes is a good run for an opening band.
I think it was Zombie was the headliner then.
Who's the better front man, Moody or Zombie?
Everybody on Jason and Chris, I'm going to go with Moody. You alive?
Brad?
I would like to say Moody too. But Zombie, the headliner, he was the closer, so everything was about them.
Well, that's not the question he asked.
I would like to say Moody also.
Well, you don't have to just like to say it. You can say it.
I'm going with Zombie. The Zombie shows are just more fun. Sorry.
Are they really? I've never seen Zombie in concert. That makes me angry.
Oh, it's a badass rock and roll show.
Have you seen a concert other than a High School Musical in the past 10 years?
I only go see Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo. Now we're going to do this together.
Who's that guy? When I
start Crowd this, surfer.
I yeah, he's wearing like... Go fucking crazy. What's that hat?
Fedora.
Fedora, yeah, and weird singer. Burn, motherfucker, burn, motherfucker, burn. Oh, my virgin ears.
When did Ivan come out with the handprint on his face? Is that... I mean, this is supposed to be before that.
Well, I don't think that's real, is it? It's not real.
No, it's like paint. He probably, like, just slaps his hand in some dye and sticks it on his face. Probably isn't even his handprint.
God, this is a nice, heavy song, though.
I like Jason Hook's guitar.
Who's that guy with the long, creepy beard that looks like
the bass player?
He looks like, the locker of Davy, like Davy Jones, you know? Got the octopus beard. He scares me. But I guess he's really good friends with Steel Panther, too.
Yeah.
Zoltan was somewhat recently on the Eddie Bravo podcast, if you want to check it out. He came from Russia, didn't even know how to speak English, stayed with a friend on a couch in New York City, eventually founded this band and ruled the world.
Now, don't make fun of me, but which one's Zoltan?
The other guitarist with the
rhythm guitarist. Direct,
okay, rocks. Yeah, okay.
Said that he one. Learned English by watching TV with a dictionary.
Yeah, smart. Whoa, what's that?
So here's Brent in the podcast this week, and he has used Shred Goddess Sophie Lloyd to sneak Blackstone Cherry back on this channel. It's gonna be what it'll be. There ain't no sense in losing sleep. Daddy, I so hope you're proud. I know the weather wasn't wanted, but at least we had a little wanted. Hey, brother, you should take care. Yeah, you know, the vocals.
The guitar on this is really good, but God, the vocals are just lacking, aren't they?
Oh my God, you are killing me!
Now, of course, this is Chris Roberts
from Blackstone Cherry.
Oh.
Let me read Metal Hammer's review of this song for you, Brad.
Uh-oh.
Chris Robertson's turn on Let It Hurt is a bit too Blackstone Cherry for comfort. And tired, closer, judge and jury might be one song too many. But neither diminish Sophie's star, which on this is evident, rightfully deserves to keep on rising. Metal Hammer's saying they're holding her back, Brad.
Yeah, well, Brad, well, what they're saying is she is so good, she came out of what they were trying to drag her down into. God bless you, Sophie.
So, in her defense, and I'm not taking
in her defense,
I'm not taking any away from this. I sent two songs, one with the lead singer from 30 the Dead Man, Tyler, and this one from Chris with Blackstone Cherry. And my comments to CJ was, look how adaptive she is. She can change where she normally can play to fit any musical artist.
I think what
this sounds like a Blackstone Cherry song.
I think what Metal Hammer says, even she can lend her guitar shredding to even make him sound good, right?
I think she might be the best guitar player out there right now, period.
She's awesome. Yeah, she is awesome.
And I think Chris is one of the better underrated guitarists because he sings so much.
I like this song, Brad. I disagree with Metal Hammer, okay?
Imagine how bored she must be playing the Machine Gun Kelly stuff. But if you watched any of the stuff from the tour, when she takes her turn to shred, she goes nuts. It's reminiscent of when Michael Jackson tried to get Slash to stop soloing and he wouldn't. You guys remember that?
I gotta listen to that whole album.
All right, Brad. You know what song's coming. I'm giving you your chance to recuse yourself if you need to step away, or if you just want to do a public service announcement before I play this next song.
Oh, this is what all the kids do nowadays.
Good
all about the drugs.
Oh, my God. Boy. Okay. No, bro. N-O-B-R-O. Let's do drugs with no bro.
I don't condone this message.
Just say like no, kids. Cake. Dare. Say no.
Is this an all-chick band?
All-chick punk band from Montreal, Canada. Haven't really loved Montreal, but they did open for Blink-182 once.
Playing the bongos.
They just put out a new album called Set the Pussy Free. One of the best punk albums I've heard in years.
It's really good. You know, I think that's what's missing with today's punk rock music, is they don't have a purpose in chant.
Look at that drum kit. Got like three drums and a cymbal.
Isn't that what that orangutan drummer from Blink 182 uses? It's a snare and a bass drum.
They do a great cover out there in YouTube land of Kick Out the Jams. I noticed homegirl was playing some night cymbals. Those are like the $18 pause and stop cymbals.
Who's gonna pick up the jams? That wasn't Bad Brains.
MC5.
Oh, that was like a Bad Brain. Look at that drum kit. God. Just goes to show you. You don't need a huge drum set like Alex Van Halen.
They are going to be the new Go-Go's.
I don't know how far they can go just because they play punk, but I love them. So,
ooh, I thought they broke up Thunder Mother.
So Thunder Mother, they did break up. They more or less kicked the guitarist out of the band. This is the guitarist and three new girls in the new lineup. The first song with the new lineup. I don't know what the rest of the band's doing yet. Here's the new shit, Thunder Mother.
Wait, so Thunder Mother is the one guitarist that got kicked out of Thunder Mother?
Yep, she kept the name. Only one original member.
Bumping bass.
I was just gonna say, listen to that bass line. Oh, she's starting to wail. I like this. Yeah, look at her.
I said the guitarist needs to get the band back together. I take it back. She's going to be okay.
I like that singer, man. She is, I mean, she's singing from the soul.
I like it.
Me too. I didn't know chicks could rock this cool.
Whoa. That's a solid guitar build right there.
I just like watching her sing. Okay, forgive me if this sounds weird, but watching her sing like reminds me of like watching Janis Joplin or something. I mean, nobody knows who the hell that is, but...
Think I forgot in a bar?
You know, their image right now, they're the girl next door. You would not know their body.
No, the guitar player is like a dead ringer for my stepsister, Amy. Of course, Thunder Mother from Sweden. I'm not even going to attempt these Swedish names. No, she's got the Lizzie Hale guitar. the white Gibson floor.
Go, girl.
That's the producer.
All right.
That one just did not.
What we
have down.
Right here is a Vixen sighting.
Vixen? Wait. Aren't they the old Vixen?
There's only one member left. The drummer, Roxy.
You got it. Jennifer Gardner. That's not her.
But this singer's just as good as Jennifer.
Oh.
Might be better.
Not Jennifer with the singer. That was both. Jennifer was. Jane was the other guitarist.
Are they cougars now?
Well, it looks like two cougars and two nah.
Two kittens?
Yes, kittens. Lemmy!
That almost looked like Sophie Vergara.
There's Roxy, the drummer. I think the song's solid. I like it.
You know, I don't know what's going on with me. I think I'm bringing in too much estrogen or something, but I like it a lot too. I guess. Son of a bitch.
Vixen was the most successful all-female band on the Sunset Strip.
Yep.
Oh.
Still drinking the Jack Daniels.
More ballsy than half the other fans are out there. Dude.
That is the old rock star trick. JD filled up with
iced
Coca-Cola.
Tea. Or iced tea. They would do that. They're hardcore. Hey, this thing moves, man. I don't just say. I mean,
when you write
you
a song called Pushing Me Into the Red, you can't write a ballad. No, I dig it, man. They look good. They're playing good. The song's okay.
I just have a hard time with Vixen playing on a Les Paul.
Who's this?
1987 with Vixen. We might as well stay there with Diamante's new one. 1987. It's better when Steel Panther did it. Diamante on her third album from California.
I really like that American Dreams. That song was amazing.
So this is like a retro throwback video. She's got like the blondie thing going on right now. The 80s hair and makeup.
These last few bands are probably the best things that ever came out of the Pound Me Too era.
Oh, it's God, very 1980s radio friendly.
But her vocals are so good.
Oh no, she's a talented girl, no doubt about it.
Yeah, she's good and everything, but I mean, This song is okay.
It's okay. We got the throwback effects. Derek, look at that. The band's got Tron glasses on. We got the flash dance water scene.
The blue eyeliner.
That's eyeshadow.
Or eyeshadow. But you know that stuff.
I know. I'm in touch with my feminine side. Is this the last song?
Yep.
Why'd you go out on this song?
Well, I can go out on any song you have. I actually tried to sneak in, you know, the old Adam Sandler turkey song for Thanksgiving. I found a killer version where he's on SNL, but he's pretending to be Bruce Springsteen and does like a turkey song with Bruce Springsteen lyrics. I never saw it before. It was hilarious. Of course, it got blocked, so you won't be seeing it.
Well, I'm just saying. The headlining band. Just, like I said, she's talented and everything, but like the Thunder Mother song. Whoa, that one blew me away.
I got a little something for you. Maybe.
I like this song. I mean,
is that what you said to your wife before you impregnated her?
I like that song.
I got a little something for you.
If I knew now what I knew back in 1987,
he'd be dangerous.
The dancing would be definitely different than she's talking about.
You are horrible.
And there we have it.
Whew. That's pretty good.
So what's going on? Tell me about the world at Dakota Heat and the new flavors to spice that fucking turkey up this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the blazing honey. I got somebody that's actually wanting to inject their turkey with the blazing honey.
Ooh.
So, yeah, and Beefcake, you got a surprise coming your way, just so you know. I did a little something extra for you.
I get a winter hat. You gotta check out his merch.
Now I have the original three. Are you up to six? Are we up to
five.
Flavors 4, 5, and 6? Oh, okay. I'm waiting for that sixth flavor before I make my order.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got a few out there. I got some special ones coming in the spring. So
what pepper did you do with the honey?
I smoked habanero peppers and I smoked garlic and then added honey from Sunrise Hives in Spearfish, South Dakota.
Well, here's a little rock ditty we can go out on for you, Derek.
Oh, yeah, okay. A little dirty honey.
This is not a rock ditty. This is a slow
song. Soon as though we're talking about the honey in the Dakota Heat, we'll go on a little dirty honey. It's their newest song. Put out the fire.
But don't you put out the fire.
We will not see the end of this.
No. Is someone deep frying a turkey?
No, I won't. I saw Matt up turn his deck down with that turkey.
You could have told me.
You all burn your car up throwing icy wings. I'm afraid of them.
I love telling that story to people.
Yeah, Brad is. Derek wins you deep fry these chicken wings, and like I don't know, if there were 20 of them, 18 of them went in with accident, but the last fucking two shot boiling oil out and damn near got him. He's lucky he didn't get third degree burn from that.
I was telling everybody to settle down, it's no big deal. And the whole time I'm thinking, oh my God, we're gonna die. We're gonna die. So strung
out. Stupid thing sounds like a jet. You've got me buried and worried,
and I'm drowning all my sorrows and doubt. I spatchcocked my turkey tonight. Brad, don't say anything about spatchcocking.
I wasn't going to. I don't know how you were doing it. But how you were stuffing it.
So what's up, Brad? Football predictions. Michigan, Ohio State.
I 28-31. Not my favorite.
Oh, you're picking Ohio State to win?
I think the cards are against Michigan with everything they're facing. I think Michigan's got a better team. I just think
they need Jimmy on the sideline and they don't have it.
Too many distractions.
You can't stop Marvin Harrison Jr.
He's probably the best player in college football.
I don't think the quarterback is as strong. I don't know if he can handle the pressure of our D-line.
Hey, I got to say, go Lions. I root for the Lions.
Oh, the last two games have been just epic comebacks.
They're my team.
I was watching Bye Bye Barry tonight.
Oh, I heard about that, or I heard the interview with the guy who made it. I haven't saw it yet. Well, you know it's going to be great because you can see tons of Barry highlights. Oh my God, I'll never forget that day
the old
he faxed in his retirement. Oh my God, Detroit Sports Radio, people were going nuts.
Stoney and Wojo.
Dude, people were really pissed at Barry. Of course, left the Lions. First day at training camp, stuck with Ron Rivers, who's running back. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Hey, hope you guys have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too, brother.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Happy Thanksgiving from the Rockwire.
Eat your turkey, you sons of bitches. You filthy ant.